WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you, Hump Day. Thanks for joining us here today. You are tuned into WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. It's the name of this program. I named it after the idea, after the fact that God is always speaking. His signal, He's always broadcasting. All you and I need to do is tune into His frequency. His frequency is the Word of God. And that's what we're going to do here today. Let God speak today through His Word. And we are going to be doing that through the book of 2 Peter. And we heard most of this yesterday, but we never heard the solution. So I want to go in and replay the last 20 minutes of this message with the ending intact. This was a 45-minute sermon, so we never heard the end of it, and that is, how do I do this? Or what if the Holy Spirit's convicting me and He's showing me, you know, one thing you lack or two? So we're going to get to the solution. If you find yourself, if the Lord's showing you that you fall short in certain areas, I'm going to show you how to get that, how to get this victory here. So just a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll be into that. I invite you out to Bible study tonight, 6 o'clock. We're in Revelation. We're finally up to chapter 19 here tonight. So if you have tuned in at 5:30, then it's 5:32, then you still got 28 minutes to make it to Island Community Church tonight. Why don't you come on by if you can? We'd love to see you. We roll out the blackboard. It's open for questions and hopefully answers. It's broadcast live through the app. The app is Island Community Church, so that's another way to watch us. That feed will kick off live at 6 o'clock, either on the app, Island Community Church, FL, or the Facebook page, Island Community Church. So we've recently upgraded some ways of getting the message and the word outside of the four walls. We always have through the radio, but now we're getting on the app. Now we're a lot less dependent on people like Facebook or YouTube or any one of those who don't take too kindly to the word of God, let me tell you. And they have the power to come in and to shut a program down. They shut down our feed all the time because of the music that's on there. Though we pay a copyright licensing fee, we're allowed to play the music we have at our church. So it's good to be out of that and with a Christian company, Subsplash. Speaking of, the WGOD app is now available as well. So that finally came out today for Androids, was out Friday for iPhones and iPads, though it doesn't look good on an iPad, but it's great on a phone. So you can go to the App Store, the Apple App Store, search for WGOD Radio, and in the Android store, it's WGOD Radio Broadcast, and you'll find it in there. So finally, yeah. You can take these programs with you on the go. You can listen live to the program. All of the Sunday messages are uploaded on there. You also can give financially, and that is something that I rarely talk about, but would be greatly appreciated here because this airtime costs us money, and I'm looking to expand and get this message outside of the state of Florida and some other markets as well. So If you're led to give, if the Lord leads you to give, or if you have it on your heart, or if you're able to, you can do that through the app, even through the website now. I've had the link on there through WGODradio.com. You can see it on there. Give now. It's a very secure way to sow a financial gift into this radio ministry and help us to pay this cost of being on the radio. So, okay, that's it for me. Love to see you at church here tonight at 6 o'clock. Jesus is coming back. Praise God. He's coming back on a white horse. John, the author, tells us he has a name written on his thigh. And one of the names is the Word of God. Praise God. Here's the last part of this message now. Intro to 2 Peter.
How do you treat your wife? Also, this word, it says, has given, is in the perfect tense, meaning something that's already happened in the past that you still feel the effects in the here and now. Notice what it says next. Through the knowledge of him, meaning God. Again, meaning there's no special knowledge that you do not have, striking down the Gnostics. You don't have to buy Pastor Paul's anointed teachings for $59.99 to understand you've got everything that you need to live a successful Christian life. You already have it. It's free of charge. Don't let anyone sell it to you. That's what Peter said in this book. People will come along in the last days and make merchandise of you. That is, for $59.95, you can learn how to dot, dot, dot. When anything that you need to live a godly life is already on the inside of you. He's already given it to you. It says, has given. He's given in the past. You still feel the effects of it here in the future. This isn't the perfect. It's always continuing. Okay. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So this is how you live a holy and blameless life, church. God wants us to be partakers of the divine nature, and we already have what it takes to do that. Partakers of the divine nature. Imagine that. Look at how you already exhibit these qualities. Number one, you love righteousness. You see, that's not the goodness in you. You love righteousness because God's given that to you. You're not good on your own. Jesus said, no one is good but one. That is God. When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, God's given that to you. That's a gift from him. You are a partaker of the divine nature because you love righteousness. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. How do you partake of the divine nature? Number two, you hate sin. You do hate sin, don't you? Not your flesh. Your flesh loves sin. Otherwise, you wouldn't sin any longer. Your flesh and Satan are on a first name basis. Your flesh and Satan punch the same time clock. Like on the old Bugs Bunny, right? With the sheep and the hello, Bill. Hello, Fred. You punch the same time clock. They're longtime friends. Paul said, I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. So you hate sin in your spirit. Number three, you look forward with great anticipation to going home. Number four, you realize you are a pilgrim here, and this place is not your home. You are all partakers of the divine nature. And lastly, we see exactly what he's called us for. Verse 3. Glory and virtue. God has called us to glory. Someday, I believe, we'll truly find out what that means. I think of the verse, eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. And Romans chapter 8, it says, we've been glorified. And God's called us to virtue. Arete is the Greek word, A-R-E-T-E. This word means being pleasing to God. Arete means, in a moral sense, what gives man his worth. The word virtue means moral excellency or perfection. Like when Jesus said, the old King James says, I felt virtue go out of me. Remember when the lady with the issue of blood went up and touched his, and he said, who touched me? Then he made an odd comment that I never understood because I didn't understand what the word means. He said, I felt virtue leave me. So that's the word here. Virtue. Perfection. Goodness. Goodness. This is the goodness of Jesus Christ healed her. Amen. He is good. He's filled with it. It's his essence, his being. I felt virtue leave me when she touched the hem of his garment. And you can have this. God's given this to you. He's given this to you when you were born again. You are partakers of the divine nature. He's called you to glory and to virtue. Glory is the Greek word doxa, where our word praise or splendor comes from, or regal majesty, pomp, magnificence. God has called us to glory and virtue. Okay, let's get into one more section here in verse 5. Now, here in this text, notice that we all start with the same skeleton, if you will, of faith. And we need to build on that skeleton. Putting stuff on my Jeep and stuff this weekend, I've been thinking, it's kind of like building a Jeep on the website. You know, everyone starts with a sport level. And then there's the sport S. And then there's the Sahara, and then there's the Rubicon. Now here, we need to build on this skeleton, but God, I'll continue here. No one wants to walk around looking like they're wearing a Halloween costume, looking like a skeleton. Because God has souped you up to look like a Maserati. He's paid for all the extras already. They're all yours. They're all yours. Many of you, or us, were shopping around for used Gremlins or Yugos or Pintos. If anyone remembers what they are. I guess you guys can explain that to the kids later, what a Yugo or a Pinto is. Verse 5 starts with these words, for this very reason. That is, since we are partakers of the divine nature, since we possess all things that pertain to life and godliness, since we've escaped the corruption that is in the world, for this reason, he says, giving all diligence, meaning make every effort possible. Keep this not on the back burner, but front and center. Striving to ensure that we possess these attributes, God's already paid the bill. These are yours. For this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith, it's a commandment, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control hupomone, perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness Philadelphia, to Philadelphia love. So what are these things we need to add to our faith? What do they look like? Virtue, number one, we've already looked at that. Moral excellence, being pleasing to God. Number two, knowledge. add to that knowledge. Now, it all starts here. Hear me. The book of Proverbs tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It all starts with you fearing God. That's where knowledge starts. If you don't fear God, you are a class A fool. Starts there. You know, I remember seeing the guy on Jeopardy win all those. He broke the record. He won for I don't know how many, a couple of months or something. And then I find out the guy was a Mormon. And all of your knowledge is utter nonsense. It's nothing. For you not to understand that you are a sinner in need of redemption, all the knowledge in the world won't help you. You've got a sin problem. What are you going to do with your sin? All the knowledge in the world can't help you. Only one person that can help you with that. That's Jesus. Shared his blood. He shed his blood for us so that we could be redeemed and have eternal life. The faith of a child. I've led two or three children under 7 years old to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, who knew more than all the people that have won all the games on Jeopardy. Because your knowledge is futile without the proper understanding of the Son of God. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Virtue, knowledge, self-control, number three. This means the virtue of one who has learned to master his desires and appetites. How good are you men here at saying no and perhaps walking away? How good are you men here in this church at saying no and walking away? Remember, you lack nothing. This add-on is a free upgrade for you. You have not because you ask not. He gives to all generously. Number four, perseverance. Hupomeno. It means to abide under the hand of God and wait for him to see you through a particular trial that you're going through in life, like a sickness or a financial trial. Abide under the mighty hand of God, and he will see you through what you're going through. Can anyone relate to that? Has anyone here, has God seen you through a trial you're going through or a terrible, terrible sickness or the death of someone or a financial bankruptcy and ruin? Hasn't God come through for you in a mighty way? Amen. This is the kind of character God's building in you. These are all yours. He commands you to add these things. They're yours. It's like building your Jeep. And you go and you click on this and then you look at the price and it's free. 48-inch tires, free. Red rims, free. Independent suspension, free. Fog lights, free. It's got 5 speeds in reverse, free. Can drive across the Atlantic Ocean, sideways. Free, it's free. See, you get out of the boat and check the box. And you go, oh, what do you know? Someone's provided that for me. Then you take another step. Someone's provided that. And then another step, and another step, and another step. And then before you know it, you run into someone 9'6" in your living room. And you say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That is the work that God wants to do in you. And when you check all these boxes, you find out they're free. He's already given them to you. It's like a treasure chest of stuff that God's given you. He's provided for you, but he commands you to take them. You got to get out of the boat. I read the other day from Oswald Chambers. He says, if you're afraid to get out of the boat, then God's going to give you a storm and he's going to sever your line that's tying you to the dock. And then you're going to go out to the deep. You're going to go out to the deep. Let me continue here. We're just about done, folks. All this and more every week as we're going through this. I hope. Number five, godliness. You can add godliness to that repertoire. More of him and less than you. The box already been checked. The box has already been checked. You can hate sin like God hates sin. God's looking for a few good men and women that he can raise up out here to turn this crooked world right side up. Any volunteers? See, this church here is full of volunteers. That's why God keeps sending us more opportunities. It's not sin for you to say no. But you say no, and then the opportunities will go down here to the other church down the street. And they'll say yes. He just missed an opportunity, that's all. You see, we say yes to these opportunities, and then God sends us more and more opportunities and more people to do them. And that's how that works. And more money to do them and more people to do them. I want to be a church that's always on God's Rolodex. When God's got a job in Merritt Island and he flicks through his Rolodex and says, aha, Island Community Church. And then he dispatches and sends someone there. That should be our aim. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. Number six, I called Philadelphia, it's brotherly kindness. Philos and Adelphos. It's the hey there, buddy, kind of love. Number seven is the icing on the cake. Greek word agape, never used before applied to God. They invented this word for God. The pinnacle of our transformation is the word agape, for God so loved the world is agape. It's the highest form of love there is, agape love. All this has already been provided for you. Now, the good thing is, if you lack these things, let me show you what to do. If you would turn with me, not that far from there, a couple pages, the book of James, chapter 1. Just back a couple pages, back through 1 Peter and back to James. Is one of those things on the list we're supposed to build. That he's given us all these things. He's already paid the price. The upgrade is free. But if you lack it, this is how you get it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Liberally. That's like you ever go out to eat with someone and they leave the waiter or waitress a $100 tip. That's what God does with you. If you lack wisdom, if you fall short in any one of these, you get on your knees and pray and ask God and pray his word back to him. Lord, you've commanded me to add knowledge and I don't have it. You promised in your word, help me with this. And he will give this to you, and he'll give it to you in spades, liberally. Any one of these things you fall short at, this is the answer, is to pray, seek God's face, and pray about it, and he will help you acquire any one of these things that you fall short at. Remember what Jesus said as we close. By this, all will know that you're my disciples, if you have agape love for one another. You acquire this personality trait. The last one, this pinnacle, love. This is how you get this. When you stop and consider how much of a sinner you used to be and how much God has done for you in your life. That is how you acquire this. Again, the words of Jesus, and then we'll part company for another week. He who is forgiven of much loves much. So how about you? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Indeed, we have been forgiven of much. We praise you. Help us to overcome these shortcomings that we have. Help us to commandeer these things that have been freely given to us. Help us to be the complete men and women that you called us to be, that you've already provided for us. Help us where we fall short, Lord. We thank you for forgiving us of all of the sins we've committed. We're like the leper that returned. We return to give you praise and glory for what you've done. We praise your holy name here now. Lord, I pray for my church family and everyone here today. Watch out over them. Deliver them from evil. Use them here in these end of days to advance your kingdom. Here in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
From Loveworth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Is there anybody who would deny that these are evil days? We're up against the organized, mobilized, demonized forces of hell, and it comes in every way. Sometimes it's a frontal attack, sometimes it is very subtle. But there is a war, and if you don't know there's a war raging today, friend, you are deaf, dumb, and blind to spiritual things. Now, there is a war, but there has never been a greater day, a greater age, a greater opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus than right now. There is more hunger for the gospel now than ever before. There is more openness to the gospel than ever before. You say, Pastor Rogers, I thought you said things were getting bad. They are. Well, you say, is the world getting better or worse? Yes. As the night grows darker, the saints grow brighter, and the hungers are more intense, and there are people who are looking, waiting, wondering, can we find a way? Is there an answer? And there is an answer, and the answer is in Christ. But, oh, we need a generation of Spirit-filled people.
For more about Loveworth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit